And now to continue the article over fears over retail decline over office plan for cafe. Concerns have been raised over the decline in retail in Wallingford amid a plan to turn a former cafe into offices. A planning application for 53 St Mary Street, Wallingford, was submitted to South Oxfordshire District Council to change the listed building into a 6 office block. It comes after the 17th century building was ravaged by a fire in February 2025, when it was the premises for popular independent business 900 Cafe. After months of closure, cafe owners Gabrielle and Andrea Mattai opened in a new location on the same road in April, where the cafe continues to operate successfully. A new listed building consent application for the fire-damaged building reveals a sensitive refurbishment and restoration project has just been completed, but the owners are now seeking to turn it into offices. The plan said, "The property has, over recent years, been vacant at times and also in both retail and cafe use. Attempts have been made at marketing the building for such use again, but there are other properties available in Wallingford in better locations, and there has been no interest. However, there is considerable demand in the town for small and medium office space at present. The layout of the property internally readily lends itself to the creation of 6 offices with communal facilities, this being achieved by nominal alterations. No external or structural changes are proposed, and any building repairs would be on a like-for-like basis to protect its 400-year-old heritage. Wallingford Town Council, which is consultant on applications affecting the town, issued no objection to the plans, but did submit a comment. It said, Wallingford Town Council raises concerns regarding the decline of retail shops in the town. Councillor Nigel Hughes, Mayor of Wallingford, expanded on the comment and said, rather than objecting to the application, Wallingford Town Council chose to submit a comment within our consultee response, highlighting worries over the shrinking number of retail stores in the town. Driven by the extensive volume of completed, ongoing, and future housing developments, the population of Wallingford is projected to surpass 12,000, marking a 40% increase compared to the 2011 census. Consequently, the Town Council is actively evaluating the infrastructure and facilities required to support the growing town moving forward. One local business owner said, I think it's a shame that it might become offices, but I understand it's a difficult-shaped building, so I can sort of see why they've opted to have it occupied rather than not occupied. The choices for renting as a retailer in Wallingford are a bit limited, and some of the nicer buildings are not the best options because lots of them are really old. It can be quite off-putting being responsible for a building that isn't yours, but that the owner isn't maintaining. That could be a bit of what's going on. And there is a photo of 53 St Mary Street and Andrea Mattai, who runs a coffee shop.